Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, 2013, and today is more importantly the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, when we all try to get together with our families, at least I hope you can do that as I plan to do, and have a nice dinner with your family and give thanks for what you have. Give thanks for the Lord's provision in your life. That's what I am going to do with my family. Unfortunately, many merchants in America have decided that Black Friday, which is bad enough, is now going to be Black Thursday. That's right, they're opening on Thanksgiving Day. So instead of having Thanksgiving dinner with your family, many people will be out shopping. Many people will be working in the stores, in the retail stores. One nationwide retail store I know is opening at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. I hope you will not share in that. I hope you will keep the Thanksgiving tradition and not be a part of the problem. Thanksgiving is a time when we can pause from all that. Remember, capitalism and commercialism are two different things. They should not be perverted by being mixed. Thanksgiving is something that is a tradition in America. Many years ago, I wrote a article about Thanksgiving. I'll read you a part of that article now, starting with where the Pilgrims were first in America. The cold, snow, and sleet of the first winter in Plymouth was heavy, even by Massachusetts standards. The Pilgrims had no shelter from the weather, and half of the 102 members died that first winter. Of 17 male heads of families, 10 died. Of 17 wives, 14 died. With such devastating sickness, everyday survival itself was probably seen as a cause for gratitude. But in the light of the improved conditions of summer and a full harvest, the previous winter ordeal could be understood as a trial by God, a test of faith with an earthly reward as well as a heavenly one. On March 16, 1621, an Indian named Samoset walked into the settlement and said, "Welcome," in English. He had learned English from the captains of fishing boats that had sailed off the coast. Samoset stayed the night and then returned with Squanto, who spoke even better English. The Pilgrims probably would not have survived without the help of Squanto, who taught them how to tap maple trees for sap, which plants were poisonous, which had medicinal powers, how to plant Indian corn using fish as fertilizer, and how to plant other crops with corn. The harvest in October was very successful, and the Pilgrims had enough food to put away for the winter, including corn, fruit, vegetables, fish packed in salt, and meat cured with smoke. There was much to celebrate and be thankful for. They survived the winter, built homes in a hostile wilderness, raised enough for the coming winter, and they were at peace with their Indian neighbors. In fact, they entered into a written peace treaty with the Indians, which bound the parties not to harm each other and to protect each other. Governor William Bradford proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving to be shared by all the settlers and Indians. They invited Squanto and other Indians to join them, and the Indian chief, Massasoit, and 90 others came to the three-day celebration. They played games, ran races, and had contests with bow and arrow and musket. The celebration of Thanksgiving was believed to have been held in mid-October 1621. In the third year the Pilgrims were in Plymouth, spring and summer were hot and dry with crops dying in the fields. Governor Bradford ordered a day of fasting and prayer, and soon the rains came. To celebrate, November 29th was proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving. Now, this is believed to be the real beginning of our present Thanksgiving Day. The custom continued through the years until the American Revolution. A day of national Thanksgiving was proclaimed by George Washington in 1789. Making him the first president to proclaim Thanksgiving. During the Civil War, President Lincoln, looking for a way to unite the nation, gave a Thanksgiving proclamation in 1863, declaring that the last Thursday in November, a day of Thanksgiving. President Franklin Roosevelt, seeking to lengthen the Christmas shopping season during the hard economic times in the years 1939, 40, and 41, proclaimed Thanksgiving the third Thursday in November. Congress passed a joint resolution in 1941 declaring that Thanksgiving should fall on the fourth Thursday of November, where it remains today. This is the Thanksgiving tradition in America as we share it this weekend. I will not be with you on Friday, as there will be no podcast. We'll be giving thanks and celebrating with our families. I'll talk to you again on Monday, folks. Until then. This is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.